This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Another high-ranking military official in Bolivia has been arrested in connection with Wednesday's failed coup. Government Minister Eduardo Del Castillo said that former Navy Vice Admiral Juan Arnez Salvador was taken into custody, in addition to Army General Juan Jose Zuniga, the apparent leader of the failed rebellion. Armored vehicles rammed the doors of Bolivia's government palace in the capital La Paz Wednesday. President Luis Arce directly confronted Zuniga and his rebellious troops and vowed to stand firm. He named a new army commander who immediately ordered the troops to stand down. The soldiers withdrew hours later, and hundreds of Arce's cheering supporters rushed the square outside the palace, waving Bolivian flags and singing the national anthem. Zuniga claimed the attempted coup was an effort to restore democracy in Bolivia, which has been plagued by infighting between President Arce and his one-time ally, former leftist President Evo Morales, which has paralyzed the government's efforts to deal with the country's economic crisis. VOA's Scott Walterman spoke with Latin American service reporter Celia Mendoza about that aspect.
Over the past few years, the economy of Bolivia, which was one of the fastest growing economically in the region, has stalled. They are going backwards in their food security, economy, poverty, and all those elements have contributed for people to start getting anxious and angry about the situation of the country. And therefore, this claim could be plausible.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The two oldest candidates ever to run for president of the United States will meet Thursday for a debate unlike any other. One accuses his rival of being unhinged and a danger to democracy, while the other accuses his opponent of being senile and corrupt. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Biden and Trump, at 81 and 78 respectively, are the oldest candidates to ever run for president.
The left, will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Biden rattled Trump during their first debate in the 2020 race, leading Trump into what was viewed as a poor performance. Both Biden and Trump could be rusty. Trump refused to participate in the 2024 Republican primary debates, a decision that did him no harm, as he easily beat all his rivals for the party's nomination. Biden also has not been on a debate stage in almost 4 years.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Kenyan police put up roadblocks on streets leading to the presidential palace on Thursday as some protesters vowed to continue their demonstrations. It was not clear if President William Ruto's decision Wednesday to withdraw a controversial finance bill would bring an end to the week-long demonstrations that have turned deadly. At least 23 people were killed Wednesday when police clashed with protesters. The finance bill included tax hikes on such items as bread, cooking oil, and diapers. Ruto said the tax increases were necessary to cut Kenya's high debt, which has made borrowing difficult and squeezed the currency. The proposed tax hikes triggered a youth-led protest movement that has grown rapidly from online condemnation into mass rallies demanding a political overhaul. A new United Nations report says international efforts to isolate Myanmar's ruling junta appear to have hampered its ability to purchase new military equipment from overseas. But the report says the military is still able to access money and weapons for its war against insurgent forces. The report by Tom Andrews, the UN Special Envoy on the human rights situation in Myanmar, found the value of weapons, manufacturing equipment, and other materials imported by the junta amounted to $253 million in the year up to March 2024. Myanmar has been mired in turmoil since the military seized power from an elected government in a 2021 coup, which sparked financial sanctions imposed on the military, banks, and other associated businesses by Western countries. A protest movement against the coup has evolved into a full-blown civil war, with the military accused of launching airstrikes on insurgents and civilians alike as it has lost control of large amounts of territory. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.